الله 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 الله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي سمى الدين وعظمه وأنزل الكتاب وأحكمه وأرسل محمدا بالحق وعلمه، ثم الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. In the name of Allah, the generally beneficent, the eternal merciful. All praises to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful. I testify that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is not his son, but servant and messenger. May his peace and blessings be upon him, his households, and those who trail his path till the end of time. Admittedly, the most truthful of words is the book of Allah, Al-Quran, and the best of guidance is the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the worst of issues in the faith is that which is newly introduced. Has newly introduced issues would be termed innovation, and innovation is a going astray. Whoever strays from the righteous path tastes of the doom of hell. May Allah save you and I from the doom of hell. By the arrival of a season of blessings and the glowing of the crescent of favors, hearts submit and the loftiest of spirituality is observed to the one and almighty worthy of worship, creator of everything and the provider for everything. His worship in a month where less he spent to gain endless forgiveness, multiplicity of reward and reverence of the highest burial. The doors of paradise are opened with the popularity of righteousness, and the doors of hell are shut with the alienity of evil actions. Vigils are made of the nights, prayers, glorifications, praise, repentance, mercy, love, passion, reflection, and recitation of the Quran, all in the corridor of the righteous seeker by the daylight. Don't give in to laziness in this month of guidance. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed, a guidance for mankind and clear proofs for guidance and judgment. Dearest listeners, I'm your brethren in faith, Abu Rayyan Abdul Hamid Uthman, and you're listening to Voice of Islam coming on to you from your darling FM, the better by far. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. Say, shall we tell you the greatest losers in respect of their deeds, those whose efforts have been wasted in this life, which they thought they were acquiring good deeds? They are those who deny the revelations of their Lord and the meeting with him, so their works are in vain. As gradually we enter into the holy month of Ramadan, zealously preparing, giving thanks to Allah, supplicating, seeking the knowledge, repenting, and taking the best of sustenance. For Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. And prepare, take your sustenance, for the best sustenance is piety. Nonetheless, Allah Azza wa Jalla points us to some very important thing, and these would reveal the spiritual criminals. We've got to prepare against the spiritual criminals, those who turn your way and destroy your actions in the holy month of Ramadan. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. For we assuredly sent amongst every people a messenger with the command, serve Allah and eschew evil. Allah Azza wa Jalla everly sent his prophets. وَمَا جَاءُ إِلَّا وَيُتَتَعْتَعِ الْإِسْلَامِ No messenger of Allah has been sent, but except with the message of peace, commanding the establishment of monotheism and condemning polytheism. These spiritual rebels, Allah Azza wa Jalla continuously warns us against them. Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشَرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مَثُوبَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَعْنَهُ اللَّهُ وَغَضِبَ عَلَيْهِ وَجَعْلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ وَعَبَدَ الطَّاغُوتَ أُولَئِكَ شَرٌّ مَكَانًا وَأَضَلُّ عَنْ سَوَاءِ السَّبِيلِ Shall I point to you something much worse? Those who worship evil are many times worse in rank and far more astray from the even path. Allah further says, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرُ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها والله سميع عليم الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون الله عز وجل says whoever rejects evil and believes in Allah had grasped the most trustworthy handhold that never breaks. Allah heareth and knoweth all things. Basically, the fundamental of faith reveals the establishment of true creed. Truly submitting to Allah in obedience and disbelieving in all polytheists and polytheism. Allah is the protector of those who have faith. From the depths of darkness, He will lead them forth into light. Of those who reject faith, their patrons are evil ones. From light, they lead them forth into depth of darkness. They will be companions of the fire to dwell therein forever. These and many more verses point directly to the establishment of true Iman that reveals the essence of we preparing for Ramadan as we take our worship. At-Taghut, as it referred in the Sharia, إن أول ما فرضه الله على العباد هو الإيمان به هو الإيمان به والكفر بالطاغوت. The foremost thing that reveals the Islamic creed is to truly believe in Allah and denounce polytheism. For a believer, whenever he denounces polytheists and polytheism, suddenly such a person is a true believer. Literally in the Arabic term, a طاغوت would mean the source of the word طغيان ومجاوزة الحد. It would mean rebellion and transgression. Like Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّا لَمَّا طَغَى الْمَاءِ حَمَلْنَاكُمْ فِي الْجَارِيَةِ For we indeed, when the water flows beyond its shores, it took you on the flows. كُلُّ مَعْبُودٍ مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَكُلُّ رَأْسٍ فِي الضَّلَالَةِ يَدْعُوا إِلَى الْبَاطِلِ It is every deity worshipped beside Allah. And every head that commands to misguidance and apostasy. These scholars have explained that it entails magic and magicians, sorcery and sorcerers, wasadanatul awthan, and as well worshippers of idol. Indeed, scholars have talked about what tughyan and taghut would mean. Jabir was asked, he said, a taghut hum kuhan. The spiritual criminals are the sorcerers, those who the demons would descend on them to explaining things and revealing the unseen. These people are the enemies of Allah. Mujahid further said, هُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ فِي سُورَةِ إِنسَانِ They are devils in the picture of man. يَتَحَكَمُونَ إِلَيْهِ Those people would take as legislator. And Imam Malik further said, طَاغُوتُ would mean كل ما يعبد من دون الله Everything worshipped beside Allah. All of them are called spiritual rebels and spiritual criminals. Ibn al-Qayyim, al-Shaykh Ibn al-Qayyim further elucidated. He said, الطاغوت كل ما تجاوز به العبد حده من معبود أو مطبوع These spiritual criminals are those who would make mankind transgress go beyond his limits of the obedience of Allah and the worship of Allah, making sacrifices, loving other than Allah, making worship for stones, dogs, and metals, and all the likes, don't reveal polytheism. Scholars of faith have revealed that these people are noted of this following, of the laws they claim to possess that goes against Allah, of the worship that turns down the prescribed worship of Allah, of their emulation that ridicules the emulation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And truly, as you enter to the month of Ramadan, you must truly denounce the spiritual criminals. رؤوس الطاغوت خمسة. The leaders of these spiritual rebels are five. Shaitan is the foremost. For Allah Azza wa Jalla says, أَلَمْ أَعْهَدَ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمْ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Have I not made treaties with you, mankind? Warned you not to worship the devil, for the devil is your manifest enemy. The second is Al-Hakim Al-Mughayyim لِأَحْكَامِ اللَّهِ, is whoever turns down the laws of Allah, creating his own laws, like Allah Azza wa Jalla says, يُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَحَاكَمُوا إِلَى الطَّاغُوتِ. They seek to make laws, legislate beside Allah, and seeking their laws from the spiritual rebels. Allah further said, أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءَ شَرَعُوا لَهُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا لَمْ يَأْذَنْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Do they have other deity that legislates for them in the faith what Allah is not pleased with? The third spiritual rebel is Al-Hakim بِغَيْرِ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ, whoever legislates with other than what Allah has revealed. Allah Azza Jalla Salla, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. And whoever judges not with what Allah has revealed, such a person is an infidel. The fourth, الَّذِي يَدَّعِي عِلْمَ الْغَيْبِ, it is he who claims the knowledge of the unseen. As you enter to the month of righteousness, you must denounce whoever claims to have any knowledge of the unseen. Whoever claims to know the unseen, for Allah Azza wa Jalla says, قُلْ, O Muhammad, say to them, لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. There is no one that knows the unseen in the heavens and the earth. The next one, it is revealed that whoever claims the lordship of others and people worship him and he is pleased with it. مَنْ عُبِدَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ رَاضٍ. Whoever is worshipped beside Allah and he is pleased with it, such a person is a spiritual criminal. Do away from a person who claims such knowledge of the unseen. For Allah Azza wa Jalla says, عَلِمُ الْغَيْبِ فَلَا يُظْهِرُ عَلَىٰ غَيْبِهِ أَحَدًا. It is he, Allah, that knows the unseen, and he shows no knowledge of the unseen to no one, except those he is pleased with of his apostle. And then we mentioned also, those who are worshipped beside Allah and their priests, those scholars who you mention their names when you want to eat, you mention their names when you sneeze, you mention their names when you have afflictions. How would you call other beside Allah? Is it not he that averts all afflictions, or is it not he that cures when you're in a state of sickness? Is it not he that possesses power over all things? Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَمَنْ يَقُلْ مِنْهُمْ إِنِّي إِلَهٌ مِّن دُونِهِ فَذَلِكَ نَجِزِيهِ جَهَنَّمْ كَذَلِكَ نَجِزُ الظَّالِمِينَ. Whoever says amongst them that I am a Lord worthy of worship, for such a person, his abode is a doom of hell, and such is a reward for the mischievous. Truly, brethren in faith, a true worship of Allah is he who gives thanks to Allah. And whoever gives thanks to Allah is a true believer, and a true believer reveals true servitude to Allah, submitting himself to the jurisprudence and the legislations of Allah and His Apostle. And those who turn away from the worship of Allah are those who are disbelievers. And those who are disbelievers are those who have turned away from showing thanks to Allah and choose to thank other beside Allah. For Allah Azza wa Jalla says, whoever denounces spiritual rebels, such a person possesses an handhold that would never break. And this handhold is La ilaha illallah. There is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. It is only when you truly know this that all your righteousness in the month of Ramadan is sanctified. How do you get to identify these spiritual rebels? It is whenever they claim their servitude, when people call you to come and worship them, and they trap you into enslavement, worshipping in their own abode, calling their name and not calling Allah's name. Such people are criminals spiritually. Those who claim to know something about you that you've never told them, they are people who have affiliations to the demons. Do not do with them and denounce them. Those who turn you away from the worship of Allah and turn you to their own worship, their spiritual rebel, do not follow them. Those who seek to adulterate the creed of people, their spiritual criminals, and they seek to call you to their rebellion so that you'll be amongst them in the doom of hell. I'm your brother in faith, Abu Rayyan Abdul Hamid Uthman. It is reported that Salafs, the righteous predecessors, would often prepare for Ramadan by supplicating. They would often say that, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Who Allah, let us witness Ramadan. Wa'inna ala siyamihi wa qiyamih. And assist us on the fasting of Ramadan and observance of prayers in the month of Ramadan. Ala al-wajhi alladhi yurdika anna. On the method that would allow you to be pleased with us. So we seek the presence of Allah, and may He be pleased with us in the month of Ramadan and even after the month of Ramadan. Till I come your way next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah.